Kuftes Vav Sif Gimel. Afilum Sofik im Dilkitu or Nitzoidu Hayav Asuya. Even if we're in doubt, if it was picked or trapped that day, it's still Asur. Basically, we spoke of it before. And he brings a discussion of Achareinim. What about Yom Tashen? Yeah, it's a Sofik, it was picked, and Yom Tashen itself is a Durabonim. So this is a Machlokes Achareinim. Shemur brings Brichodesh that says that if it's something that it was picked, that you should be machmir lahachmir, even if it's a suffix it was picked on Yom Tov Sheni, you shouldn't use it. Even if Shasha was trapped in Yom Tov Sheni, then there's more reason to be making, one could be making and use it. Avol, Nika, Vehem, Shalanika, Tuva, Shalaytit, Ayoy, Mutal, Mishalayhul, Vishvilay. If it's clear that they were not picked or trapped today, then you can bring it. There's no problem, Muksa. And we're talking about over here this avshash that was brought from out of the tum. It's mutter for others than the one that was brought for. The one that's brought for cannot be nana from it because it was brought from out of the tum for him. But everybody else can. If it's clear that it wasn't picked or trapped on yontif, and it also came in toichat tum, then everybody could be nana from it on yontif. Ramal says, "Eini hulva masir levitumai shelo nilka tayoyim." Since it's only Yisrael Rabbanon, so if the guy was just talking, nobody asked him anything, just talking about his actions, and he mentions Kulach Hayal, that he picked these before Yontif, then we will trust him and we'll permit it. Especially over here, since the fact that it was picked and trapped earlier is generally not for his benefit. Unless we know for sure that he knows halachas and he's doing it to try to get us to bite.